by the Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's our privilege to come into your presence today, wherever you are, to be able to share with you the word of the true and the living God. I trust if you have time, you'll get your Bible and join in with us in a Bible study. And if you do not, I hope that you will continue listening as we look into the Word of God. Now, we're beginning a series called New Birth Blessings. And I think it's only appropriate that in beginning this series that we should first of all talk about what the new birth is. Many people have many different ideas about what it means to be born again, but the one document that we have to go by is the Word of God. This God's Word was inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. Holy men of God wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, we're told over in 1 Peter. And that all inspiration, all this God-breathed word that God has preserved down through the years, in spite of all the different changes that man would try to make, God has preserved his truth. And we're privileged to have the Word of God to look into and to share together. And there are certain versions that are word-for-word translations. There are other versions that are just thought translations. But we're looking into the Old King James Version, which is a word-of-word, word-by-word translation. And in John chapter 3, we see where this idea of new birth originated. There was a man, we read in verse 1, of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. This man was a ruler of the Jews. He was a man of important position and of prestige among the nation of Israel. And he came to Jesus by night. We do not know why it was at night time. Perhaps his days were filled, and he didn't have opportunity to come until the night. Perhaps it was because he didn't want those that were his associates to know that he was coming to the Lord Jesus. Whatever the reason, he came to the Lord Jesus by night. And he began to talk with the Lord Jesus. He knew he was a teacher, and he said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Now the Lord Jesus knew the heart of Nicodemus, just like he's omniscient and knows all hearts. He knows your heart today, whoever you are, wherever you are. Almighty God knows your heart, and Jesus Christ is one with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord Jesus knew the heart of Nicodemus. And so the Lord knew what Nicodemus was truly seeking for and searching for, and that was the truth. So Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, we're told in the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus himself was the truth speaking to Nicodemus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now the kingdom of God, beloved, is that kingdom of Almighty God into which one enters only through being born into that kingdom, being born through a second birth. And that's why Jesus said born again, being born the second time. But Nicodemus was looking at this statement by the Lord Jesus Christ from a natural point of view. We're told in the book of Corinthians that man puts the emphasis on the flesh. God puts the emphasis on the spirit. Man looks on the outward appearance, we're told in the book of 1 Samuel, but God looks on the heart. He sees us for what we really are, not what we appear to be to people. We can deceive and blind and fool people, but God knows the truth about you, and He knows the truth about me. And we can always put on a hypocritical front and pretend to be something that we're not, but God knows what we are when we're by ourselves and when no one else is around. And so we see the Lord Jesus knew that Nicodemus wanted to know truth, and so Jesus was going to share truth with him. But Nicodemus didn't understand that Jesus was speaking in spiritual terms. Nicodemus was thinking about physical birth and physical things. And so Nicodemus saith unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old?" He didn't comprehend and grasp what Jesus was speaking about, because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned, we're told in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter or two there. And so he said, I don't get what you're saying. Can a man enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" And so Jesus answered and explained to him, "Verily, verily, of a truth, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now, the water birth is a natural birth. When my sweetheart wife and I were expecting our first child, she was involved in an automobile accident, was thrown up against the steering wheel, for she was driving on her way to pick up children for Sunday school. And so a man ran a stop sign and hit her, and so we took her to the doctor and asked the doctor if perhaps the baby had been damaged. And he explained to us, he said, "The baby is in a bag of water. There's water that surrounds the baby," and said any blow that comes to that area, the water spreads out the blow so that it protects the baby. And so he said, "The baby's fine. You don't have to worry about the baby." Now, he says, when the time comes for the birth to take place, that bag of water will break, and the water will come first, and then the birth will occur. And so he said, a water birth is a natural birth. He said, if the bag of water breaks sometimes before the birth, and it's a dry birth, he said, that's unnatural. A water birth is a natural birth. And so Jesus was speaking about the physical, as he explains in verse 6. He says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." That's the water birth. It's a physical birth. And he said, that's the first birth. But Jesus said there in verse 5, he says, "I'm not talking about the water birth, but the spiritual birth, that which is born of water and of the Spirit." The spiritual birth is the second birth, and verse 6 explains that. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is the one who does that work of redeeming an individual spirit and giving them life eternal. It's the Holy Spirit of God that applies the blood of Christ to our spirit and gives us life eternal, because the believer is the one who has been born again. The unbeliever is dead spiritually. In his spirit, he's dead in trespasses and in sin. We read that in the book of Ephesians. And Ephesians tells us there in Ephesians that Ephesians chapter 2, I believe it is. Let me just turn there quickly and I'll read it to you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, you hath he quickened. And the word quickened, it's an old English word, which means made alive, who were dead in trespasses and in sins. And it's in our spirit, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But he's talking about dead in trespasses and in sin, and it's in our spirit that we are dead, because we have physical life and we have soulical life. But in our spirit, before we accept Jesus, we're dead and separated from God. And that's the part of man that needs to be born again. And that's what Jesus was speaking about here. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, the natural birth and the spiritual birth, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's physical birth. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's spiritual birth. And so he said, this is the birth that you need. 1 Corinthians talks about spiritual birth, born into the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he talks about that spiritual birth and our being born into the body of Christ, immersed into the body of Christ. And so we see that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. And so Jesus said in verse 7, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God except through new birth, except through spiritual birth, accepting and believing in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. No man comes unto the Father except through the Lord Jesus. So, beloved, have you put your faith and trust in Christ, inviting him into your life? I hope you will. Till next time, goodbye.